On the last day of Olympic competition, the snowboard alpine style races will whittle down competitors, with the eventual winner racing the course 10 times. Chris Klug, a U.S. snowboard racer and liver transplant recipient and past Olympic medalist, hopes to be on the podium with the gold. From Aspen Public Radio, Mitzi Rapkin has a profile.
Okay, run six. Ready, go.
Snowboarder Chris Klug pushes himself out of the starting gate. On run six, he's not even halfway through a practice earlier this month. Eventually, he's going to do 14 runs. He'll reach speeds of about 40 miles per hour, carving wide turns through gates, zigzagging the slope.
Awesome. Well, that's so fun.
Yeah, awesome. Just when you make the hillside, just think to yourself, be patient.
Klug is focusing on his technique at this practice. At 37 years old, he's the elder of the American snowboard team.
I got a few gray hairs in my beard and on my head. Yeah, I'm definitely the veteran of the snowboarding circuit.
The truth is, his gray hairs are hard to see. His wide smile, defined jawline, hazel eyes, and lean 6'3" frame are his most obvious traits. He is a veteran snowboarder, though. He started at age 11 and dreamed of going to the Olympics before snowboard racing was even an Olympic event. In the late 80s, he helped establish the growing sport and made it to the Olympics in 1998 for snowboarding's debut. But what the world didn't know then was Klug was fighting a life-threatening liver disease. His mother, Kathy Klug, recalls the 98 Games in Japan, where he won sixth place in alpine snowboarding.
When we think of 98, we think of it with these great mixed emotions of joy, of him realizing his dream, and then the sort of realization that this was a dream come true and perhaps the end of his career.
The end of his career because his liver disease was getting worse. Just 2 years after the games, he was weak, jaundiced, and near death. He was on the high-priority wait list for 3 months. Finally, a suitable donor was found.
You know, it felt like they dropped a brand new engine in me. I'm way healthier and way stronger than I ever was before my transplant, and very grateful for that and grateful to my donor for my second chance.
One of the first things he asked after his surgery was when he could snowboard again. A year and a half later, he won the bronze in the 2002 Olympics. The IOC believes he's the only transplant recipient to ever win an Olympic medal. Now he's focused on Vancouver.
Having the opportunity to return to my third Winter Olympics and contend for another medal is something personally I've really wanted to do, and hopefully I can, you know, vie for another medal, hopefully a different color.
His coach is Rob Roy from Bend, Oregon, and has been working with Chris for more than two decades. Here's what he hopes for Klug when he stands at the start gate in Vancouver.
I would just like to have him stand in the starting gate and just think to himself, this has been an incredible ride. The fact that he's a mature athlete, the fact that he's been through so many things, including his liver transplant, for him to come back and fight his way back to the Olympic team in and of itself, I think is just incredible. But beyond that, I think he has a legitimate chance of being on the podium.
The opportunity to take home a medal isn't the only reason Klug is competing in his third Olympics.
You know, I was kind of on my deathbed one day and out riding my snowboard less than 2 months later. You know, I think that's one of the reasons I really wanted to return, was this amazing opportunity and platform to promote life-saving donation.
For NPR News, I'm Mitzi Rapkin in Aspen, Colorado.